Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore. It's April 27, 2024. I want to start a discussion, and this discussion can last a lifetime or more. But I want to just pay homage to my mother and father, and I want to make it clear the endless gratitude that I have for my parents. And there are so many different reasons why I say I have endless gratitude, but one of the things that's at the top of the list is the way my parents raised me and my sisters. And I want to make a statement, but I want to pick the words that best convey what I'm trying to say. You know, I'm a 64-year-old black man, and I may be more angry now than I was when I was 54. I'm definitely more angry now than when I was 44, and I'm definitely more angry than when I was 24. And what I'm angry about is just the state of affairs in this country when it comes to gender, when it comes to race, when it comes to diversity. And the point about my parents is I think that they shielded me and my sisters from the realities of life in America as a black man. And I say that because when I was in elementary school, I did not know anything about race or the fact that people were different based upon skin color. Same in junior high school, although I do remember people picking on the Jewish kids. But nobody picked on me because of my skin color. Same in high school, same in college, same in law school. The realities of race in America hit me when I became a criminal lawyer in the public defender's office for Baltimore City, and I would see that all of my clients looked exactly like me. And I started to think, and I started to think, and I started to think about history. I started to think about politics, and I started to think about race. And I came to the conclusion that my parents had to endure a lot of stuff. My mother and father and their parents before them had to endure a lot of stuff. And the stuff that they had to endure had to make them frustrated. It had to make them resentful, and it had to make them angry. But mom and daddy never shared that anger with me or my sisters. And I thank them for that, because I got a lot of anger in me now, and I wonder how much more angry would I be today had my father shared his anger with me. He worked for the C&P, Chesapeake and Potomac Phone Company, and I think he got that job sometime in the early 60s. And he was one of the first black employees, so I know daddy had to deal with a lot of stuff. But daddy never brought it home. And of course, my mother, that's a whole nother story. Mama could pass. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Her father was half black and half white. So we can only imagine what granddaddy, my mother's father, had to endure. And we can only imagine what my mother had to endure. But again, they shielded me and my sisters. And I appreciate that. They gave me a sense of optimism. They gave me a sense of potential. They gave me the belief in myself. They gave me hope. They always told us, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you put your mind to it. Stop, full stop. No ands, ifs, or buts, none of that. It was just, you want to do it, you put your mind to it, you can do it. That optimistic attitude I carry with me every day, and I pray to God that I never lose it. Because attitude is very, very important. Very, very important. You can't go into a game thinking you're going to win and not win. You can go into a game and think you're going to lose and lose, but you need to start off on the right foot thinking that you're going to win. So I want to pay homage to mom and daddy, and I'm going to continue to pay homage to mom and daddy. And, you know, my hope is I do right by my children and grandchildren as half as good as they did by me. And again, this is a discussion, and I really, really invite comment. Justice for everybody.